From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syrian Democratic Forces say that they have recaptured the country's largest oil field. The government lost the Al Omar field to other insurgents in 2013. SDF says with air support from the U.S.-led coalition, it captured the field. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump issued a statement praising the SDF for recapturing the city of Raqqa from ISIS control. In a statement, he says the next move is to transition into a new phase in which we will support local security forces, de-escalate violence across Syria, and advance the conditions for lasting peace. Exit polls indicate that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition is on track for a comfortable victory in this Sunday's general election. A TBS television poll has Abe's Liberal Democratic Party-led coalition retaining the two-thirds supermajority it's held in Parliament's lower house before Abe dissolved the chamber in September. A victory in the snap election will likely ensure Abe receives another three-year term as head of the LDP, a coalition next year, making him Japan's longest-serving leader. Niger authorities say at least a dozen paramilitary police have been killed in an attack similar to one that killed four U.S. Green Berets and four Nigerian troops on October 4th. Saturday's attack took place in the same area. A suicide blast Saturday outside the Afghan Military Academy in Kabul killed at least 15 cadets and wounded several others. The attack came a day after an Islamic State suicide bomber stormed a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque in the city, killing 50 worshippers and wounding dozens more. This is VOA News. While tensions on the Korean Peninsula continue to run high, experts and U.S. officials say the key to de-escalate the situation is China.
The Trump administration has successfully brought about new wide-ranging U.N. sanctions against the North Korean regime. But as in the past, such moves require help from Beijing.
And the reason is simple. It's money. China controls 90% to 95% of the Korean economy. They have the land border with North Korea. They control the ocean and the sea around it if they desire to. China could shut down North Korea instantly.
General Keane agrees that a diplomatic solution depends on involving China.
China is completely complicit here. They tolerated North Korea having nuclear weapons. They tolerated North Korea having ballistic missiles. They tolerated North Korea developing intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Despite China's condemnation of Pyongyang's latest nuclear and missile activities, it hopes to avoid a collapse of the North Korean regime and the refugee influx across the border. But some experts argue that without China's help in solving the problem, South Korea and Japan are at risk.
That's VOA's Sheila De Franceschi reporting. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy announced Saturday he would dismiss Catalonia's separatist government and call for new elections. VOA's Jamie Detmer reporting.
Pro-independence activists on the streets of Barcelona made their disapproval heard Saturday. They also demanded the release of two independence leaders who were jailed Monday night by Spain's national court on charges of sedition. Separatist leaders and their supporters are not deterred. Catalan separatists thought their disputed referendum earlier this month would mean more freedom from Spain and not less. But the Spanish government Saturday began a legal process to curb Catalonia's self-rule powers, saying it plans to remove the region's leaders and take control.
I think it's going to be civil disobedience. Catalan side, the independence movement, is very focused on avoiding any kind of violence.
Catalonia's regional government says the October the 1st referendum, deemed illegal by Madrid, has given it a mandate to break from Spain, but suspended immediate separation so there could be talks with Madrid.
And in a surprise Saturday morning tweet, U.S. President Donald Trump announced that he would allow the release of thousands of long secret files relating to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy 54 years ago. He left open the possibility that he might withhold some of the documents, raising concerns among Kennedy scholars who feared that the president might yield to pressure from intelligence agencies. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.